This is intense. Caught in the storm of feelings and thoughts that make up stress, rather than looking for solutions, this meditation looks for space. Just a little bit of space from the storm, even a little freedom. And what we'll do is go through a simple 4-stage mindfulness process to help us access that space. And the first stage is recognizing. Recognizing what is happening in your mind right now, giving it a name. Anxiety, sadness, distress, fear, anger, isolation. Whatever you recognize to be present, giving it a name. This is anxiety. This is anger. This is what is happening, and I recognize it. Now, also recognizing if there is any part of the body that corresponds to this emotion. Most likely there'll be some kind of unpleasant sensation in the body. Maybe tightness in the chest, an elevated heart rate, tension, heat. Just recognizing what is present in the body and giving it a name. This is tightness. This is heat. This is pulsing. Whatever you recognize to be present in the body, giving it a name. After recognizing, the next stage is allowing. When having a difficult experience, it's very common for us to want to push it away. I don't want this. Or we can use the difficult as an opportunity to criticize ourselves. I should not be feeling like this. I should be stronger than this. I am useless. By adding the second layer of negativity to the already difficult experience, we're just adding more fuel to the fire, giving the anxiety or the fear just another spin, so it has even more power over us. Whatever is happening right now is happening. If there's anxiety, there's anxiety. If there's fear or sadness, then there's fear or sadness. Allowing ourselves to just feel those emotions and the physical sensations that come with them, as they are, not adding any more layers of judgment or story. It's not easy. The judgments and the self-criticism can be powerful and believable. Just experiencing what is here right now in its own terms. Allowing what is here to be here, even if it is difficult. Bringing interest in. Letting your interest and curiosity help steady you in what is happening. Allowing. And then allowing again. And if it really is too difficult to allow yourself to experience what's going on, know that you tried, and that it just isn't possible in the intensity of this moment right now. After recognizing and allowing comes investigation. Again, bringing your interest and curiosity to the fore, letting the kindness of your attention investigate experience as it is now. What is calling for attention right now? Gently noticing what is dominant in experience, not pushing it away, but just gently noticing what stands out most right now. How does the body feel right now? Are there any areas of heat or tension or movement? Is the heat or the tension uniform throughout? Where are the boundaries? And do the physical sensations change over time? Investigating how you are seeing things right now. Are you able to just allow what is happening, or are you looking through a filter or a lens? With all the natural kindness and gentleness of your attention, investigating what views or opinions you are seeing through right now. After recognizing, allowing, and investigating, the fourth stage of this mindfulness process is non-identifying. Because if we are to consider whatever difficult thing we're experiencing as 100% a part of ourselves, then we're unlikely to find any space or freedom from it. Mindfulness-based meditation encourages us to observe our experience with balance and sensitivity, observing our inner experience, whether in the mind or in the body, means we won't get caught up in it too much. So in this final stage of non-identifying, just relaxing the mind and considering the metaphor of the sky and the clouds. Whatever clouds pass through the sky, whether stormy or clear, the sky does not change. The sky is just a container for the clouds and the weather as it sticks around for a bit and then passes on by. The sky, unchanged by the things within it. The sky knows the weather very well indeed, but it also knows that it is not the weather, it is the sky. This is non-identifying, knowing that your mind is bigger and different to the things within it. This meditation has gone through a guided process, which is especially useful when dealing with difficult emotions, using the four stages of recognizing, allowing, investigating, and non-identifying. R-A-I-N, or RAIN for shorthand. It's a process which looks to create that little bit of space from difficult experience. Because in the middle of stress or uncomfortable emotion, it's the space which is freeing. Thank you for using Bitify. You're doing a wonderful job.